just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
We're here in this new neighborhood to talk about the American dream. Looking good, boys. A dream that Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you celebrate with a mortgage that you won't lose sleep over. Navy Federal offers 100% financing, no private mortgage insurance, and even no money down on a variety of conventional and VA loans. So start living your dream today. Subject to approval, 100% financing loans include an additional funding fee. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome to the Road Rage. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Lots to get to today. I interrupt my own introductory music because we have some breaking news that is not Clemson favorable. Ramona, please.
This is from Benjamin, our basketball SID. It says Clemson junior guards Marquise Reed and Shelton Mitchell have filed the necessary paperwork to make themselves available for the 2018 NBA draft. Head coach Brad Brownell announced on Monday. This is I'm assuming Brad Brownell talking. Yes. This is the next step in the process for both Marquise and Shelton as they pursue their goal of playing in the NBA. They both have turned in terrific seasons for us, and we are proud of how hard they have worked to put themselves in this position. Our staff will continue to gather the necessary information throughout the process to help them make the best decision possible.
Anything else?
It says, Reed and Mitchell will not sign with agents, thus leaving open the option of returning to Clemson for their senior seasons. The NBA draft will be held at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on June 21st. Let me make sure that's the end. And that's the end.
So Reed and Mitchell have declared, Thomas has announced his decision to return, so that's where we are. They'll not hire agents. We'll see. They'll go through the process. The NBA allows for that now. They'll find out whether whether they still want to pursue that line. I was hopeful, in fact, optimistic that both would return, and maybe both still will. It's too early to know, but at this point, they have declared. And we'll find out whether they continue through the process. Obviously, it would change things dramatically for Clemson next year if they were to lose their starting backcourt. It's with Reed and Mitchell, Clemson is a viable threat to win the ACC next year. Without them, they're not. I mean, you know, at the very least, the program is headed in the right direction. The recruiting is improving. You know, we'll see what happens with those two guys. I mean, you know, and it's possible that even if one leaves and the other returns, that could still open things up. Like, for example, let's say that Mitchell didn't want to go through the rigors of another college season with his suspect knees and decided that he wanted to go play in Europe and make some money now. Okay. Well, if Reed were to return, then Reed would return as your primary ball handler. And that's the area of concern that teams are going to have with him anyway. He needs to prove that he can play that role. So maybe something like that happens. I'm not certain. It's just too early in the process to know. Look, those guys are going to dip. They've dipped their toes in the water, and we'll find out, cliche alert, we'll find out whether they want to go swimming or not. You know, they'll get to experience what playing high-level basketball moving forward again is about and against that type of competition. And they'll get feedback, and ultimately they'll make a determination. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. You go through that process. You speak to scouts, and you may well return. So, we shall see. And we've seen that here before. So that could well be the case here. So it's not, this is not a death knell or anything. This is still, I guess the best way to phrase it would be it's still an exploratory phase. And where we wind up, we shall see. Lots to get to on the show today. There's all sorts of stuff going on. I want to talk some Major League Baseball. I want to talk some Clemson scrimmage because I was not on Thursday and Friday, so I was not able to comment on that. Obviously, we'll talk NCAA tournament. I haven't had much right, but I did have those two games right the other day. I thought Villanova would handle Kansas with relative ease because Villanova would guard them. It was an interesting game. We'll get to the women's Final Four, which has actually been superior to the men's Final Four. I have people asking me questions like Robbie says, can't wait to hear Deb Tula's rage to respond to Quack's hot take. Quack had told me what his hot take was during the break. Needless to say, I didn't agree with that. That being said, Robbie says, I'll take UConn against the field next year, shooting each of the next 4 years. Look, I don't think anything has changed as far as that's concerned. I think when a team has won 148 out of 151 games, there's a good chance they'll win the next one and the one after that and the 130 after that and so on and so forth. And even the Stevens thing, I don't think is the end of the world. I mean, she was probably the third best player on that team. So, and they have a better player waiting in the wings in Megan Walker, who was the National High School Player of the Year a year ago. So I don't think that'll be the end. And we'll talk about what I really think happened. And because I think we're trying to
reverse engineer an answer. And I don't think there needs to be an answer when a team has won 148 out of 151 games. And, you know, and I know it's been part of the discussion. And as I said, Kwok mentioned to me during the break, look, I'm fully cognizant of the fact that Connecticut's lost 7 overtime games in a row. That goes back a long time. That goes back a long time. I mean, you're talking about a team that's won 148 of the last 151 and had been on a 100-game winning streak before that and, you know, a 75-game winning streak before that. You have to go back a long time to find Connecticut losses. And the obvious answer is, what did you expect them to lose by blowout? When they lose, it's going to be close by definition. But there's a much simpler reason why they lost the other night, and we'll get to that later. I want to start with the men's tournament in the 2 semifinals. I want to talk about first what Villanova did to Kansas. You're welcome to get in, 654-7627. I was not surprised that Villanova took out Kansas in the way that they did. I thought Villanova would win that game, as I said the other day. Nova was not going to sit back in a zone and let Kansas shoot them to death as Duke did. Nova was going to guard Kansas, but the big problem for Kansas was Azubuike. And this goes back to something that we talked about prior to the tournament beginning at the basketball tip-off show. And that was this, that guards win games, that basketball is not about big men anymore. Well, Kansas had maybe the preeminent big man in the tournament in Azubuike. Azubuike actually wound up being a liability in the game. A liability. A significant liability. Because Villanova drove and kicked them to death. And Azubuike didn't get out and guard his guy. Because he's a traditional post player. And Villanova constantly put him in unfamiliar guarding positions. Bill Self was yelling all game, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And over again, he watched Nova players drive the ball hard, kick it out to the perimeter, and hit three after three after three after three, many of which were uncovered. And in Azubuike's case, he was a matchup nightmare for his own team because he just couldn't get out and defend guys like Spellman who are drifting out and hitting threes. And in transition, Villanova fans to the three-point line. And if you don't fan with them defensively, and Kansas didn't, time and time again, Kansas got caught in transition not getting out to three-point shooters. Time and time again. And that's the problem that Nova presents, especially if you want to go up and down with them. And Kansas is a team that wants to play with pace. Well, you play with pace with Nova, you better find the shooters in transition. And Kansas never did that. They didn't find the shooters. And meanwhile, Villanova's plan for dealing with Azubuike was genius. Villanova's plan was to guard him man up. They never doubled. They didn't dig down. They didn't help. They basically said, if you want to score 2 with him, fine, because we're going to 3-point you to death. We're going to guard. Villanova did the exact thing Duke never did. Of course, Duke was sitting back in his zone. Villanova guarded Kansas at the 3-point line. They got in their face, and they guarded their shooters, and they never helped on Azubuike. They left Azubuike in one-on-one matchups all game. They didn't care whether he scored 2 because they were going to score 3 down the other end. What they didn't want to get into was a swapping of 3-point field goals all game, and they didn't because they guarded those guys on the perimeter. They got out in their faces. They got out in the faces of Graham and Newman and all those guys. They guarded them. They guarded them on the perimeter, and they did not help on Azubuike, which is an interesting strategy defensively, but it speaks to the nature of a changing game where the 3 is more important than the 2, and that's basically what Jay Wright said. Jay Wright has built the basketball team on the Golden State premise that the 3 is more important than the 2. He started the seeds of this were sown years and years ago when Jay Wright had all these teams that were nothing but guards, and ultimately they didn't win in the tournament because they were too one-dimensional. But as Wright refined what he was doing, he improved his overall product to the point that Villanova has become a dominant team. Now, if you asked me before this tournament started, did I think there was a dominant team? I didn't, you know, and I'm a little surprised that Villanova has played as well as they have. I mean, Villanova struggled to beat Providence in their conference championship. I think that went to overtime, as I recall. But Villanova is playing as well as they can possibly play right now. They're a good team, they're a well-coached team, and they're a hot team. And their game plan for Kansas was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It was, Azubuike, do whatever you want. We're not helping. You're in one-on-one matchups. If you could score 50 points, knock yourself out. They didn't think he had the energy to be able to produce that type of offensive game. And what they wanted to do was guard the three-point line. So they're the first team that basically said, Azubuike, you're on your own one-on-one matchup. Go ahead. If you can beat us, go ahead. And he didn't. He didn't. They guarded the three. They took it away. They pushed the ball. They drove and kicked Kansas to death. Azubuike was a problem on both ends because on the defensive end, again, he did not get out on his guy, and you wouldn't expect him to. He was put in unfamiliar guarding positions, and he had no answer. And Kansas had no answer. That's why Bill Self, if you watch the game, Bill Self must have said 30 times, what are you doing? What are you doing? He kept pleading with his team. What are you doing? It was the same thing all game. It was drive and kick, failure to close out on shooters under control, failure to recover to shooters, failure to find shooters in transition, and that's what you saw. And the result was a Tap City blowout game right from the very beginning. I suspect Michigan will have a better plan. I suspect Michigan will have a better plan. And Michigan has a more versatile big guy in Wagner, in that Wagner is more athletic in terms of overall movement skills than Azubuike. Azubuike is strong and powerful in the post, but that was a bad matchup for going against a Villanova team that exploited Azubuike. So in this discussion of big man versus little man, what happened is in a changing game, Villanova made Kansas pay an extreme price for having a traditional 7-foot post guy on the court. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. I'll be back.
The only thing better than playing golf is playing an attorney for a great cause. The 2018 golf tournament to benefit New Foundations Home for Children is May 10th at Cobbs Glen. This Captain's Choice tournament starts at 1 p.m. with registration and lunch at 11:30. Get your 4-person team together or consider a sponsorship package to play and benefit your company. For registration or sponsorship packages, call Chris at 864-260-4705 or log on to newfoundationschildren.com.
Head to Bojangles for Chicken Supreme snack for just $3.99.
Ooh-wee! You talk about lip-smacking, finger-licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the chicken basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
With Bilo Pharmacies closing, Patrick Square Pharmacy is there for you. We can help in transferring your prescription information to our system so you and your family can rest easy. Patrick Square Pharmacy is local, and we're just off Issaquena Trail in Clemson's Patrick Square Town Center. We're open Monday through Saturday with the personal care and touch only a local pharmacy can provide. No need to worry with Bilo's Pharmacies closing. Join the Patrick Square Pharmacy family. Small town feel, big time service.
Heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you, and you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
She's intelligent, she's attractive, and she laughs at your jokes. And one day you realize she's the one you want to talk to first when you have good news. She's the one, she's a keeper. If it's time for you to put a ring on her finger, I invite you to come to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. Because the moment she opens that box has to be special, and you want to be confident in the quality and design of your gift. This is more than just a ring. This is a symbol of everything to come. All the stories and history of a family start with this ring, and it has to be right. Scores Jewelers will guide you to the perfect ring in a no-pressure environment backed by our commitment to quality and service. Scores has a wide selection of engagement rings with designs to match her style. And if you can't find it, we can make it. We have full in-house custom design capabilities in yellow, white, and rose gold, as well as in platinum. Once you've picked the perfect ring to make her eyes light up, we have financing available to help you get to yes. At Scores Jewelers, you're more than just a number, and I invite you to come join our circle of friends. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove I'm...
Welcome to the Road Rage. For almost 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been doing it the right way, treating people the right way. You know, I've explained before, I've arbitrarily, randomly pulled reviews from Google. That's the one I primarily go to. It's just more convenient for me. I don't know what all the others are, to be honest. But I know there are all sorts of review sites. I know that Caller Joe looked them up one day, and almost across the board, George Coleman Ford is 5.0s. Almost across the board. In fact, two of the three sites, they were 5.0, and the other way, they were just under. You know, probably due to one person who you just can't satisfy. There are people in life like that. But George Coleman Ford has been taking care of their customers, bending over backwards to do so for almost 90 years. That's how you stay in business 90 years. Again, there are a lot of fine car dealerships up on the Motor Mile. How many of them will be there 90 years from now? Will the Motor Mile even be there 90 years from now? George Coleman Ford has been in this business for almost 90 years. And the reason they are is because of this one absolute commitment to you. That's their first priority. It's you. Because they know if they treat you right, that you're going to go tell 10 other people about the treatment you received. And that's how it works. That's the essence of all business. It's take care of your customers. Make sure they're happy. And for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been doing just that. That's why they win all these President's Awards. That's why they have all these five-star reviews. I don't need to read them to you. Go read them for yourself. I encourage you, go to any of those review sites. Go to Google. Go to any of them. Go see what people are saying. I'm not cherry-picking these five-star reviews. They're all five stars. Trust me, you can't find that anywhere else. I was trying to buy a pair of boots last night and evaluated them online and reading reviews. There's not a single one that's five stars. That's George Coleman Ford. They've been doing it that way for 90 years. Go see him. You know, you want to get in on any of the tournament action, you're welcome to do so. We're going to bounce around today and cover lots of subject matters. You know, I was very impressed with Villanova, obviously. They took 26 threes in the first half. They are just bombarding the three-point line. Now, Michigan's going to try and drive them off of it. Michigan defended the three really well against Loyola, which is a good rehearsal for Villanova. Not in that those two teams play the same way, but that Loyola in their system is very effective at creating open three-point looks for themselves. They couldn't find those against Michigan. In fact, in the first half, despite the fact Loyola had a seven-point lead, they had not hit a three-pointer. And so Michigan did a really good job defending the three against Loyola. It'll be a different challenge to defend the three against Villanova. And Michigan's going to want to stay out of transition with Villanova. They're going to want to make this a half-court basketball game. They don't want to allow the type of transition threes. Because, again, when you're trying to create a three, you know, historically speaking, the easiest three was created off an offensive rebound. The next answer was threes in transition. Nova's really good at that element, but Nova's also really good at driving kick, something that Duke has been good at for years, but Nova's even better at it because they have more guys who can beat you off the bounce and they can all shoot the three. So Nova is a really difficult team to keep off of that line. They're a really difficult team to defend there. And that's what they did to Kansas. Now, Kansas played the way they wanted to play. Kansas went up and down with them. That was a disaster because again, Kansas just could not fan out and find the shooters in transition. And because of the Azubuike-Spellman match, which was really bad for Kansas. It turned out that having a dominant seven-footer on the court, which had been good for Kansas throughout the tournament, was really bad for Kansas against Villanova. It was a matchup that just created an inherent disadvantage all game long because you've got a post player who can't get out and defend the three. And Villanova just crushed Kansas with that. Michigan will have a different tact. And look, you know, one thing we said at the basketball tip-off event was I talked about the fact that it's always championship-level coaches who get here, that it's always elite coaches who get to this stage. And once again, we have that. We have a guy who won a championship versus a guy who's been there. And quite honestly, the guy who's been there in Beeline probably out-coached Patino when those two guys went up head-to-head for the championship and brought it right to the wire, even though his team was undermanned. And his team will be undermanned tonight as well. But I expect his coaching acumen will somehow keep his team in the game. And he will have learned from some of the mistakes that Kansas made as well. I'm sure of that. I'm sure that he'll look at what Kansas did and he'll not want to see the same thing happen to his team. So you're not going to see Michigan push unless they have extreme advantage. You're going to see Michigan try and make this more of a half-court game. And listen, the one thing that you have to consider is that Michigan also shoots the three very well. And Villanova's been really hot, and when shooters are seeing big baskets, they tend to stay hot. And so there's not really a reason to expect a slip from Villanova tonight. Unless you're a believer in they're due for a bad shooting performance. But the nature of the three-point line is that Michigan could also shoot the three very well tonight. You don't know. That's the element you don't know. I mean, if Michigan were to put together a shooting night like Villanova did when they won in 1985, then who's to say? I think Beeline will keep his team in the game. I think he's outgunned. I think it's clear he's outgunned. I mean, Villanova has not even broken a sweat in this tournament. Their dominance has been extreme. They have rolled through this whole tournament. I don't think they've ever been threatened. I mean, they've basically blown out everybody they played. And they've looked good right from the start. Look, Jalen Brunson's been the best player in the country all year. It's a guard-oriented game. And Villanova is so good at the perimeter. And again, you know, I think one thing to look for is this. Defensively, again, Nova guarded Azubuike straight up. They did not leave shooters. They defended him one-on-one. They did not dive, dig down with the guards. They didn't do any of that. They just said, we're not going big to big on him. We're not digging down with the guards. They just guarded him straight up, and they defended the three. I would imagine that Nova will have a somewhat similar strategy. Now, it's a completely different style of offense. The question is, will Michigan and Wagner be able to better exploit that? Now, Wagner is not just a post player. He's a face-up player as well who can stretch you out to the three-point line. So defensively, Wagner's going to be more versatile defensively. He will not be as stuck to the paint as Azubuike was, which means that Michigan's going to defend Villanova better than Kansas did. All right, that's the one thing we know going in. Michigan will defend Nova better than Kansas did. That's a given. That's an absolute. The Wolverines and Beeline will defend Villanova better than Kansas did. Will that be good enough to win? Probably not. But you do have two championship coaches, two guys who have both been to this game before. And again, Beeline would already have a national championship if he had the same talent as Louisville that night, because he didn't. So he's a championship level coach. No question about it. Beeline is on that short list. This is his second trip to the national championship game at Michigan. Not a place known for trips to the national championship game in basketball. Let me get to the phones. Rudy and Lee. Rudy, how are you?
That's right.
Hey, Rudy.
Deb Tula, my friend. How are you?
Good, buddy. Rudy. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Always. You know, Walt, I'm a faithful listener.
I know, Rudy, and I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I know you do. And like I said, I appreciate all you do. But, Walt, man, Villanova put on a clinic, no doubt. I mean, was it they're just that good, or was Kansas that bad? And sometimes I think, you know, that Clemson might have given Villanova a better game than Kansas did. What do you think?
Well, they might have. But, you know, look, Kansas won that game fair and square, and Kansas beat Duke fair and square as well. And Villanova is just another level up. I mean, the truth is, none of those teams were going to compete with Villanova. Clemson, Duke, Kansas, they all would have met the same fate. They all would have been dispatched. Nova's just too good.
That is so true, Walt. That's so true. And man, it is fun to watch, honestly. You know, I know everybody's talking about bringing the 3-point line back or whatever, but man, college basketball is fun to watch. And I guess I feel that way because Clemson had such a good year. I might not feel that way if they had a bad year. So,
yeah, well, it's right. I mean, your team was involved. It matters.
Yeah, no doubt.
It matters.
Yeah. Hey, well, let me tell you one more thing, and I got to tell you one thing, and I'll take the other thing off the air. I am headed to Joe's New York Pizza.
That's what we're talking about, Rudy.
I know, right? And I'm going to send you a picture of the pepperoni or twist of meatball slices, whichever I decide to do. And then I'm doing the tour of Italy, and Brooke is doing she's doing the half-off pizza tonight.
There you go. There you go.
Yep. And one more thing. I know we're talking basketball and the Final Four and the games tonight.
No, you're talking about
it's
everyone.
All good. Clemson baseball. Last time they faced Coastal Carolina, it didn't fare out too well. So what do you think about this time around at Clemson? And Walt, man, I love you, and I appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you, Rudy. Same here. Thank you very much. Well, you know, look, now Clemson not only has one of the best players in the country in Seth Beer, but now he's hot. And Clemson dispatch BC and has found themselves. I'm telling you, when you look back on this season, what will be the defining moment will be how Clemson handled that series at Louisville. Because coming off a series in which you got swept on a 4-game losing streak, going to Louisville, nothing about that sounded good. That sounded like, oh, we may be on a 7-game losing streak when we came out of there. Instead, you went to Louisville, arguably the toughest place to play in the league and won two of the three games. And that is the impetus for season change. And I think that's what we've seen. Lee, how are you?
Walt, hope you're doing good.
I am, Lee. I got your note. I'm glad you got in. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I just appreciate you letting me get in. I appreciate all the knowledge and wisdom you drop on us every day and the passion you bring it with. And
thank you, Lee.
I just felt like it was something that, you know, I felt like I could just throw out there very quickly and just let everybody be aware of. I've called your show many times, and one time in particular in the past, I remember calling your show and telling you a little bit about my son Chase, yep. who is autistic and who has been participating in a program called the Miracle League, which is synonymous around the country. But he partakes in a local league here in Greenwood, South Carolina, and they're actually getting ready to start up again this coming Saturday. And they basically meet every Saturday between April and the end of May. And, you know, it's just one of those really, really good things, Walt, that I feel like a lot of parents out there that may have kids with autism or, you know, and it's really for all kids with any specific needs or special needs at all that they can be involved in, they can get in touch with. And I know there are other leagues around, especially in the upstate. I'm not exactly sure about all their schedules, but I just want to say that, you know, for me as a parent, as a father, as someone who loves sports passionately, and, you know, I probably would be right in there in the midst of the parents have always said, you know, I would love to have one of my kids be successful in sports. And I never realized how that, that thought would take on a new meaning with my son, because, with him being a part of this, you know, it gives him an outlet that he may not necessarily be able to be a part of, and be a part of where he's able to feel like he is a part of a team, where he actually gets to contribute. He actually gets to be with different volunteers every week, from local sporting teams to businesses to church groups, and to see every time he gets out there, to see the joy that he has. And, you know, he represents the Dodgers. And so he has a blue jersey that wears number 8, and he has that jersey, and he hangs it separate. He keeps it away from his other shirts. He doesn't like it in the middle of all his other shirts. He wants it to stand alone. And he loves that jersey, and he cannot wait till it's time to put that jersey on. And, you know, I think in this day and time, with a lot of the situations in sports and youth athletics, with parents pouring so much investment in kids and pouring investment in them and their sports, I think sometimes it gets taken for granted because you don't let the kids actually enjoy what they do. I think it gets lost in the passion to push them forward to be successful. And,
you know, Lee, do me a favor. Hold on a second. All right. Don't go anywhere. Hold your thought, and we'll continue this on the other side, because I think it is an important subject. It is World Autism Awareness Day. It's a day that was long called for, and we have it now. And I think what Lee's presenting is an opportunity for families who have autistic children, for example, through this outreach and others, to network with other kids who are dealing with the similar conditions. And it's just a great opportunity. And so hold on a second, Lee, I want to give you a chance to send that message. So I'll put Lee back on hold. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Look, the Reese family's been doing donuts right since the 60s. There's a reason, again, that someone's in business that long. It's because they take care of their customers. And that's what the Reese family will do for you. The Krispy Kreme has, I think, 32 donut flavors. Every holiday season is a cause for new flavors. They're always doing something new. And also, for all you people who are going to these gourmet coffee houses and then finding, like Bill Ryder did unexpectedly, that you have to pay $20 for a cup of coffee and thinking that your wife is going to kill you, don't do it. Go to Krispy Kreme, Anderson's Farm Work. They have all the same things, except they're reasonably priced. Go to Krispy Kreme Spartanburg. Go see the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg, where they've been doing donuts the right way for over 60 years. They make the donuts right there. Most of these other donut shops don't. Here's a newsflash for you. They truck their donuts in. Freshness is a prerequisite with donuts, my friends. And then finally, for all your church group, youth group, any organization that you have at all, you want to raise funds for, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Call the Reese family. They'll tell you exactly how to get that done. Anderson Spartanburg, you'll thank me later. Quick break. We'll get back to Lee and you on the other side. You want in? 654-7627. I'll be right back. She's
real fine, my 409. Spring has sprung and it's time to travel. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service would also like to tell you that April 1st through 30th, you have the chance to earn up to a $70 mail-in rebate with the purchase of a set of four Yokohama Geolander, Invigor, Ascend, or Advance Series tires. That means you can save money on a wonderful set of tires. Stop by or give Steve's Tire and Service in Easley a call at 859-1361.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag Clemson Give Day. Go Tigers!
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the takeout container.
Ha! Huh, darling, I've done it. With this folded paper box, we can now easily take out food from a restaurant.
It's genius.
So what do you fancy for supper?
I picked last time.
No, I picked last time.
There was a time when takeout was once the next big thing in food. Now it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
We'll be right back.
Walt Abdullah Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. You know, Michelle just tweeted, Ramona, this. There's a dude sniffing paint here in Walmart. I'll give you one guess as to what's on his t-shirt. Now, since she's a Clemson fan, I think we can.
Oh, this is South Carolina.
Yeah, I think we can. I think we can make a guess. dude sniffing paint in Walmart. I think there are rules against that. Aren't there signs that say, customers, please don't sniff the paint?
Well, you would think they wouldn't have to.
After that, he's headed to the glue section.
Yeah. Is he in the shoes?
Let me tell you about CMH Services, South Carolina's exclusive dealer of Crown and Unicare material handling equipment. They do forklifts and so much more. They'll come out, they'll assess your material handling needs. They just won a major award in the industry again, MVP award for their acumen, their implementation, for their training program, their commitment to safety. That's CMH. CMH is the only full-service OEM dealership owned and operated in South Carolina. 24/7 on-site repair, 50 service techs in the state, and they provide rentals. They also have a lease rental fleet of 300 units available for any of your needs. Your forklift drivers are going to love the ergonomically designed lifts that can perform comfortably in any environment. They've been in business in South Carolina since 1968. Family owned. Trust me, it makes a difference. To find out more, call 800-922-9569. 800-922-9569. Tell them I sent you. Or go check them out online at cmhservices.net. Again, 800-922-9569. You will thank me later. Let me get back to Lee. And, you know, it's interesting. Anytime you're involved in any cause for children, whatever the cause is, and if you're a parent and you know, if you feel isolated, then you have to reach out to these organizations, because trust me when I tell you this, you're never alone. It's astonishing how many children there are who have this condition or that condition. It doesn't matter what the condition is. I was astonished that there were so many children that had cancer. And so already I've had texts from other parents whose child has autism. And there are these groups where you can bring your kids and they can have a blast and get together with kids who have a similar condition. Lee, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're great. We kind of discovered the Miracle League a couple of years ago. There's one here in Greenwood, South Carolina. It's run by a great group of people. And Joel Smart, who actually heads it up, is an awesome, awesome guy. Totally committed, dedicated to all these kids. But, you know, we were like many parents. We were very nervous about it. This was going to be the first big step of kind of putting him out there in a situation, or putting my son Chase out there in a situation where, you know, the interaction with other people and other kids and actually doing something.
Well, you're worried, you know, and you're probably a little extra protective.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And
at least initially.
You know, definitely. And when you get out there and it takes you a couple of games maybe to kind of feel a little bit more secure and safe about it. But, you know, going into it now, this is our fourth year helping out. And I get the awesome opportunity to be the PA announcer for this particular league. So I get a little bit extra juiced up being able to call out these kids, and all the kids, they have walk-up songs and stuff. And, you know, they get so much of the, you know, they get so much of experience that, you know, they, like I said, you know, you don't know if they'll ever get that experience anywhere else. And the kids are in various ages. It's not necessarily a certain age group. This is a wide age range of kids that, pour into it.
So, now, I just want to clarify one thing. Did you say this is not just for autistic children, that it's for children? Or did you say it's just autistic children?
No, it's for any kids who have special needs.
Okay.
we have kids out there that that may not be able to. We have a couple of kids that are wheelchair bound, for example. We have a couple of kids that don't necessarily have, you know, function of both their legs. They have maybe one good leg, one bad leg. We have some kids who are, you know.
And this is operating. I'm sorry, Lee. Cancer, I just want to make sure I get you. This is operating out of where now?
This is this particular Miracle League is in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Okay.
And Miracle League.
If people want to find out more, how do they do it?
Easiest place to get all your information is on Facebook. And basically what happens is most of the Miracle Leagues that I know of around the upstate, especially, they start this Saturday. And so this Saturday you can actually, if you'll just kind of do the research on it and find out, but I know, you know, most of them start this Saturday. You can go, you can register your kid. They'll give them their jersey. And as many times as you can get them out there between the April and the end of May, every Saturday, barring weather, they're there. But yeah, it's all kind of different, you know, special needs that are represented. And it's interesting now going in our fourth year, we find ourselves, we're the ones that are kind of pulling in other parents who are just like us.
Right.
Because if it wouldn't have been for a group of parents that would have reached out to us, we may have never done it.
Right.
And so I think that's where you talk about the connection being made. And it really does mean a lot. It really does take the love for sports and the love for kids competing and the love for just the interaction and seeing families come together and, you know, just sitting there in the crowd and talking to other parents and seeing how parents can relate to each other. You know, I've seen many tears shed. I've seen many experiences that go beyond far imaginable than what most people may realize, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from the ordinary youth athletics and the youth leagues that are around, but it's just something special about these kids being able to get out there. Basically what they do is they have, we have some designated coaches that kind of soft toss to the kids. And if they're able to hit the ball, they get a chance to hit it. If they want to hit it off of a tee, they hit it off of a tee. If they can't even use the bat while somebody's there to use it for them, but they get that experience of getting a hit, hearing somebody cheer for them, and they get to go down to first base, and they get to go around and score.
And mostly and just to be kids.
Exactly.
You know, just to be out with my other son. Kids. And if you didn't get this, then these kids would be deprived of that opportunity that that other kids received in their normal life. So I think it's a great way to gather and to get involved with other families who have children who are dealing with issues as well, special needs issues. Here's another text that came in on this, Lee. Dale and Seneca said, "Walt, this guy Lee's right on. I have a daughter's autistic. She did top soccer, another great group, and now does cheerleading through Greenville Stars. Super people and a great group for her. Our blue light is on today, Dale and Seneca." So our blue light's on too, Lee.
Yep.
I appreciate you calling awareness to it, and well done, Lee.
And I tell you what, Walt, he loves some Clemson baseball, and he had a blast on some Clemson basketball this year, but he loves going out there and watching the Tigers play, and anytime we can, we get out there and watch him, and he just enjoys it. And so, you know, who knows, Walt? Never say never. He might have his chance to get out there one day and be a part of that. We don't put any limitations on him because we don't look at him as a kid with disability. We just look at him as a kid who's very special to us and blessing so many other people.
That's all that matters. Hey, Lee, thank you very much for sharing it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Walt, for letting me get on.
You know, look, it's again, it's World Autism Awareness Day. And, you know, I see tweets from all the time. I have Twitter followers, I know for a fact, as many of whom are listening right now, who are going through and experiencing the same things and have children with autism and other issues. And these organizations represent great opportunities to go and meet with people experiencing the same things you are and to let your kids just be kids. And again, I understand there's a, I think Lee suggested that there was a, that maybe initially you're naturally protective, but that once you actually get involved, that all these kids love the experience. So absolutely. I'm glad to hear that and continued good work by all these people. You know, in the other national semifinal game, which we haven't touched on, Loyola and Michigan, Loyola led by 7 at the half. As I said, they did so without, when I mentioned this in discussion of Villanova, they did not hit a three-point shot in the first half and still led by 7. They bumped that lead to double digits, I think, on 2 or 3 occasions in the second half and appeared to be in control at that point. But I think Michigan was able to increase the tempo a little bit, get Loyola out of what they wanted to do. The shots stopped dropping for Loyola. I think Michigan did a better job defensively, and they found a way to beat a really good basketball team that was playing at a very high level, because at the half, it didn't look that way. And early on in the second half, it didn't look that way. It looked like Michigan's run might be over and that Loyola might be moving to the national championship game. And obviously, that would have been one of the great stories in basketball history. But even as is, it was a great story. It was a great run by a team that wasn't supposed to be there, an 11 seed. And what Loyola accomplished was astonishing. Their run to the Final Four was one of the reasons we love this tournament. You know, we love the David and Goliath element that the NCAA tournament brings us. You don't get that in any other sport. It's part of the unique character of what we get in the NCAA tournament. And Loyola took us all on a magic carpet ride. And for a half, or maybe a little more than a half, it looked like that ride might extend to a championship game matchup with Villanova. But the better team won. Michigan got their act together. They got the game into a little better pace for them. They were able to speed Loyola up a little bit. I thought they did a much better job defensively in the second half. And finally, they got going. And Wagner really was a matchup issue for Loyola. Loyola didn't have an answer for a post player who's 6'11 and as athletic and versatile as Wagner is. So ultimately, Michigan got the deed done. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. They work on exclusively those makes of vehicles. They know them inside and out. One of the things I'm sure you've experienced at a car dealership or at a auto mechanics place is this notion that you're trying to tell the mechanic something about your car, but he's listening, but he just doesn't get it. That he doesn't get that you understand something about your car, and he'll suggest, no, it's really that can't be the problem. It's got to be this. And so they'll change this and they'll change that. And the truth is, all along, you knew what the issue was because you know your car. Well, you know who knows your car? If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, Halt knows your car. They're specialists. You wouldn't go to a general practitioner if you needed thoracic surgery. You'd go to a specialist. It's the same thing here. The automotive repair industry is highly specialized now. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, call this number. Call my man, Mark. He'll take care of you. 864-260-9600. First Class Halt in Anderson, 864-260-9600. Call him.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and 3, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and 3 is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Patrick Square Pharmacy is open, inviting you to their new store at Patrick Square's Town Center, just off Issaquena Trail in Clemson. They're a full-service pharmacy, open Monday through Saturday, with the personal care and touch only a local pharmacy can provide. That's what sets Patrick Square Pharmacy apart from the big box and chain drug stores. Kelly and Brock and the Patrick Square staff look forward to serving you and your family. Now open in Town Center, Patrick Square Pharmacy. Small town feel, big time service.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Just when you thought college football was five long months away, here comes the spring game to whet your appetite for Clemson football. See the stars of tomorrow in Death Valley for the spring game April 14th. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich starting at 10 a.m. as they preview the game, followed by the Tiger Tailgate Show, then the game. 105.5 The Roar, WCCP, the flagship station, will carry all the action live from start to finish. Clemson Spring Game Football, Saturday, April 14th, brought to you by Metal Building Supply in Piedmont, Corner Drug in Pickens, and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service. Easley Lawn and Garden, your Husqvarna dealer in the upstate, and Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Another year of championship Clemson football begins April 14th on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at HomeDepot.com.